How the World Thinks by Julian Baggini, narrated by Julian Baggini. Dedicated to the East-West Centre at the University of Hawaii and the community of scholars in its orbit. A note on names. In China, Japan and Korea, the convention is for the family name to appear before the given name. However, many people of East Asian ancestry who live in the West refer to themselves by the Western convention of given name first, family name last. I've tried to follow the usage each individual customarily follows. This means most, but not all, East Asian names have the family name first. It should usually be clear in the context which is which. Introduction. One of the great unexplained wonders of human history is that written philosophy first flowered entirely separately in different parts of the globe at more or less the same time. The early Upanishads, the foundational texts of Indian philosophy of unknown authorship, were written between the 8th and 6th centuries BCE. China's first great philosopher, Confucius, was born in 551 BCE. While in Greece, the first notable pre-Socratic philosopher, Thales of Miletus, was born around 624 BCE. The Buddha's traditional birth date also places him in the 6th century BCE, although scholars now believe he probably wasn't born until around 480 BCE, around the same time as Socrates. These early philosophies have had a profound impact on the development of distinctive cultures across the world. Their values and tenets have shaped the different ways people worship, live, and think about the big questions that concern us all. Most people do not consciously articulate the philosophical assumptions they have absorbed, and are often not even aware that they have any. But assumptions about the nature of self, ethics, sources of knowledge, the goals of life, are deeply embedded in our cultures and frame our thinking without our being aware of them. Evidence of their influence is even embedded in the fabric of the world's great monuments, which can be read like living books, expressions of the philosophies of the people who built them. The Forbidden City in Beijing is constructed on Confucian principles. The Alhambra in Granada is infused with Islamic thought, while even the cafes of the Parisian Rive Gauche testify to the existentialist vision of philosophy as a personal, everyday pursuit. The process of cultural absorption of philosophical worldviews is sometimes called sedimentation. If it were possible to lay bare and unfold all the presuppositions in what I call my reason or my ideas at each moment, wrote the 20th century French philosopher Merleau-Ponty, we should always find experiences which have not been made explicit, large-scale contributions from past and present, a whole sedimentary history, which is not only relevant to the genesis of my thought, but which determines its significance. Just as a riverbed builds up sediment comprised of that which washes through it, values and beliefs become sedimented in cultures. In turn, those values and beliefs begin to sediment in the minds of people who inhabit those cultures from birth, so that we mistake the build-up for an immutable riverbed. Through these channels of the mind, our thoughts and experiences flow, not noticing how they are being directed. One value of comparative philosophy is that by exposing the different assumptions of others, their philosophical sediment, if you will, our own assumptions come to the fore. Yet, for all the varied and rich philosophical traditions across the world, the Western philosophy I have studied for over 30 years, based entirely on canonical Western texts, is presented as the universal philosophy, the ultimate inquiry into human understanding. Comparative philosophy, study in two or more philosophical traditions, is left almost entirely to people working in anthropology or cultural studies. This abdication of interest assumes that comparative philosophy might help us to understand the intellectual cultures of India, China, or the Muslim world, but not the human condition. In fact, Western philosophy is so parochial that it is balkanized. When I lived in Manchester,